Favorable weather will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest, even Canada's prairies, as we move forward through the coming week due to timely rainfall and more seasonable temperatures. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This morning, we don't have much in the way of significant precipitation occurring outside of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, but there are a few thunderstorms in that particular part of our region, and there is moderate rain falling in some cases. We will continue to experience additional precipitation across some of that region during the course of the day today, and there will be additional rain that will show up in other parts of our region as we move forward in time. In the last 24 hours, the most substantial rains in the central part of North America were noted in parts of Nebraska, western Iowa, southeastern South Dakota, and in southern Minnesota. Some of these areas picked up on 1 to 3 inches of rain, but the rest of the northern plains did not get a tremendous amount of moisture, although scattered showers did occur in southern North Dakota and central parts of Minnesota as well as South Dakota. Well, as we move forward now through these next few days, we do expect to see some additional showers and thunderstorms to scatter across our region. The precipitation is expected to come and go, and it's likely to be a very favorable summertime weather pattern in general. And because of that, we will most likely experience a favorable response by our crops across the region. But because there will be some showers and thunderstorms occurring periodically, there will obviously be some disruption to farming activity, and travel across the region could be disrupted briefly by some of the stronger thunderstorms that may be impacting a part of the region as well. As we do move forward through these next few days, the temperatures are expected to become a little bit more consistent too. We expect to see the temperatures return to a more seasonable range after quite cool yesterday and again today. Highs this afternoon expected to be in the upper 60s into the 70s across a big part of the region. A few lower 80s will occur in southern parts of South Dakota. We anticipate the high temperatures by the time we get to the weekend to be mostly in the 80s and a few lower 90s across parts of the region, and the warmest day will be Saturday. As we move into the early part of next week, upper 70 and mostly 80 degree highs will be occurring routinely across the region, and we'll likely see those nighttime temperatures mostly in the 50s and 60s. Between that and the shower activity that's going to occur periodically, we should end up with an environment that is going to be favorable for ongoing crop development. The rain totals that occur across the region will be highly varied, though. Some strong thunderstorms are expected that will produce 1 to 2 inches of rain. There'll be other areas that just pick up on trace amounts to about a half inch. The overall bottom line is that most everybody will get rain at one time or another by the time we get to the early part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.